If you go back to history books describing the 70s, you will discover that there was a question that was all over Canada. And the question was, what does Quebec want? It was nationalism getting very, very high, and there was a lot of push for separation from Canada. And Canada did not understand what was taking place. And the classical question was, what does Quebec want? So I was invited by CBC to write an answer to that question. And I worked really hard for 3-4 weeks, I guess, to write something. And the result was something I didn't like. You know, it was a flat essay. It was as dull, as insignificant as an editorial in a newspaper. And I didn't want to put my name on that. You know, I was a young writer with a great future. I was very proud. So I said, no, I cannot do it. I don't do it. And CBC told me, yeah, you must do something because we have some time reserved for you and we already announced you, so you have to give something. I said, no, I don't do it. And they said, write about whatever you want to write about. So having prepared myself to answer that question, what does Quebec want? I went back to my table and I started to think, when was it when I felt that I was little me, little Rock, you know, not my mother's son, not my father's son, not my brother's brother, not my my big brother's brother, all that, you know. When was it when I felt it was really myself? And I remember it was when I put on my skates and my Eaton catalogs on my legs, and I stood up. And I was taller than my mom, and I had a stick in my hand, so I was stronger than my brother, and I felt that I was little me. So I started to write about that, and it turned into the Hunky Sweater story.